Congratulations, you're through to the finals of the 4x400 meters. Conrad Williams, you were just on that first leg, mm-hmm. and you actually had to deal with that false start. What was that like?
It felt crazy because normally you hear that in the 100 meters, so it's rare to hear two guns in a 4x4. So it was new to me. I just want to make sure I didn't stop on the first one. And then I was looking around in the second and I realized I missed a callback, which is strange. So, but when it's like a qualifying round, it's hard to try and then go again. So I had to compose myself and just literally said, right, I'm going to have to go again, whatever the weather. So it was good, but I enjoyed it anyway.
Yes, and you did so well on that first leg and took GB into first and you handed over to Micah. Can you just talk us through your leg, please?
Well, Conrad gave it to me in first, and I just wanted to make sure that I extended it a little bit if I could, but definitely don't lose anything. So the main thing I wanted to do is just compose myself and bring it home and make sure that Bowie had enough momentum going into the curb that he can run well. So, you know, the relay is a lot different than individual. We all do this with each other, for each other. So we have to make sure not only that we're running the best we can, but we want to put the next person in the best position. So we did what we had to do.
And Jamie Bowie, you really cemented what was a really dominant performance for Great Britain on that third leg.
Yeah, these lads, Conrad and Michael, put the pressure on. We're putting up a good lead. So, you know, you've just got to make sure that you get a good lead, maintain it, and give it to Luke in the best position possible. So that was the key. And I think we did that. Job done.
And Luke Leadon-Ford, you must have seen how dominant the guys were. So how was it for you, just knowing you just had to bring it home?
Yeah, I mean, they did all the work, you know what I mean? I just rolled it on home, made sure no one caught me, kept the lead. And it's all about qualifying. It don't really matter what time we run in the heat, because we're going to turn on the heat tomorrow. So just making sure we get home safe, and then that's all. But these guys did a fabulous job, left me with nothing to do, really, just to go out there and have a training run.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you in the final.
All right, thanks a lot. See ya.